Those who pay sickupbarnburner.ca are twice daily fired up shows available on 108 platforms. Also on the OSG Sports app, available on iOS and Android. This is a very special edition of The Breakaway. It's a Tampa Bay Lightning edition with the Hall of Famer, Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa, Florida. Also the Rookie of the Year, Giancarlo Aleno of Barnburner. All right, Steve. Four games. How's Steven Stamkos' golf game doing?
You know, it's a good question. I would assume that having had, a couple of days to get on the golf course now, it's probably starting to improve. I would expect to see him try and qualify for the U.S. Open. He can now. He's got plenty of time to do it.
All right. So, Steve, you're in Tampa. All honesty, they had, what, the second or third best regular season record ever. Oh, they're talking about Columbus. You were talking about maybe Columbus wins a game, maybe. We didn't think that they're going to be losing it straight. You talked about Columbus losing, playing Columbus. You think Tampa's going to win in four or five games. You didn't think you're going to get swept, did you?
No, absolutely not. There is no way that I would think that the sweep that I thought was coming the other way. I thought if anybody was going to get swept, it was going to be the Blue Jackets, even though they had come in as one of the hottest teams in all of the NHL. I just thought that the Lightning had so many weapons and had worked out. So, I mean, you're talking about a team that's probably going to have the winner of the Hart Trophy in Nikita Kucherov. You have a guy who is the Norris Trophy winner last year and is a Norris Trophy finalist again this year in Victor Hedman. And you have the Vezina Trophy finalist in Andrei Vasilevskiy. You're telling me that a team with one of the best offensive weapons in the league, one of the best defensive weapons in the league, and maybe one of the best goaltenders in the league is going to get swept out of the playoffs? I'd have told you have lost your damn mind. And
all right,
here we are talking about the Lightning getting swept out of the playoffs in the first round, the first President's Trophy winner ever to get swept in the first round, and it's the Tampa Bay Lightning. And go ahead, Giancarlo, you can start laughing now.
All right, Giancarlo is on here. Giancarlo, Rookie of the Year for Barnburner. Actually, here, Steve, you could basically say this. We were on the phone together, me, you, Giancarlo, when Tampa was leading game one, 3-0, Giancarlo says, go ahead, after the third goal came on and it was 3-0, what did you say to me and Steve?
I said, watch Columbus come back and win the game.
And Steve,
yeah, and so we can blame all of this on Giancarlo then.
Well, he's not a Tampa fan.
No, he's the one that's coming out and saying this. I think that every single Tampa Bay Lightning fan is going to have to go follow Giancarlo on Twitter at John_411 and just basically light him up.
And you're right. Every Tampa Bay fan, light him up. Specifically, the fan who likes Tampa Bay, the Lightning, named Hulk Hogan, named Edge, named Christian, named whoever else. Get him on an interview. Giancarlo would gladly do the interview telling you why Tampa was not going to win. But Steve, all joking aside.
And then Giancarlo's going to get his head swung at like Mazin Kadri. That's another story.
All right. So, Steve, now all joking aside, okay, you guys got swept. Okay, what are they doing now? What can you possibly do when Stamkos makes whatever $9 million, Kucherov $8 million, Vasilevskiy, all these guys? They're in a salary cap world, and you have a crunch. And we'll touch on this. Their former GM is now the GM of Detroit. Can we see Detroit and Tampa making a deal, or what do you do if you're the GM of Tampa? What can you do?
You know, that is the one thing that I'm glad that I am not. I am glad I am not Julien Brisebois, the general manager of the Lightning, because he has found himself in a very difficult salary cap situation. You mentioned Stamkos, you mentioned Kucherov, you did not mention Victor Hedman, who also signed, is also signed long-term. They basically have Braden Point and some of the other some of the other forwards that they've got to see about signing. I believe Tyler Johnson and Andre Palat are both restricted free agents this year. I would not be surprised to see maybe both of them leave for greener pastures, because it looks like the big priority for Julien Brisebois is to try and get Braden Point locked up. So I would not be surprised to see both of Tyler Johnson and Andre Palat somewhere else next year.
All right. I mentioned Steve Yzerman leaving, and now the new GM of Detroit. Maybe it's a stupid question, but he's the, you know, when you see, when you remember Steve Yzerman, you don't remember him in a Tampa Bay Lightning, okay? You remember him in a Detroit Red Wings jersey. Do you think, how fast do you think Steve Yzerman is going to change the fortunes of the Red Wings, considering they got some good players and they got a very high draft pick this year?
They do have a very high draft pick. They've got some good players. I'm curious to see what sort of moves Yzerman makes here once free agency comes around. You know, the draft is very soon. Free agency is very soon. Once the Stanley Cup playoffs come to an end. So I am kind of curious to see what Steve Yzerman is able to do in Detroit. You know, I'm sure that having drafted both Tyler Johnson and Andre Palat, it would not surprise me to see him go after both of those guys. I think that you could see, you know, Steve Yzerman is the Jedi mind, is the Jedi master when it comes to making deals. We saw it firsthand in Tampa Bay, all the moves that he made that seemed to work out brilliantly for the Lightning. They get into a situation where Marty St. Louis does not want to be in Tampa anymore, and the only team that he wants to play for is the New York Rangers. And Steve Yzerman somehow says, okay, Marty, we'll let you go to the Rangers. We'll make this happen. And not only do they get Ryan Callahan, who was a big piece of the Lightning for 2 or 3 years, they also get a first-round draft pick out of it, because the Rangers ended up going to the Cup Final that year. They trade Jonathan Drouin, who was disgruntled, unhappy, basically went home, said, I'm not going to play for this team anymore. They trade him to Montreal for a 19-year-old defenseman in Mikhail Sergachev, who becomes one of the one of the backbones and one of the big defensemen for the Lightning. And Drouin is basically caught in limbo in Montreal. They trade Ben Bishop to the Los Angeles Kings. And they're not only get a backup goalie to go along with putting all of their faith in Andrei Vasilevskiy, who is now a Vezina finalist, but they also get Eric Chernak, who is one of the big tough grinders that they have. And so every single move that Steve Yzerman made here in Tampa seemed to work, with the exception of one. I think Anders Lindback was the only move that I thought that they really had trouble making, and they made it right by trading Corey Conacher to get Ben Bishop. So it seems like he makes every right decision. And I thought that the shade that Lightning owner Jeffrey Vinnick left Steve Yzerman on the way out, I thought was classic. You know, all the good things that Steve had done here in Tampa Bay as the general manager. And of course, Vinnick talked about how grateful he was to Steve Yzerman, and then ended it with, I hope he's ready to create the second best team in the NHL. So I was like, oh, shade, it was great.
But let me ask you this. Being in Tampa, is there a question of him giving the money he did to Stamkos?
No, I don't think so. I think most of the Lightning fans understand that, you know, Steven Stamkos is the face of this franchise. He is the all-time goal-scoring leader. He's going to own every single offensive category before it's all said and done. And so I think that, you know, Steven Stamkos, I don't think anybody is upset with the money that Stamkos got. I know I'm not. Stammer certainly deserves it. I know that he's had his troubles in the playoffs, and I've been extremely critical of Stamkos in the postseason, but you can't tell me that he doesn't deserve every single penny that Steve Yzerman and the Lightning agreed to pay him.
So Detroit's in Tampa, Toronto, Ottawa's, Buffalo's division. Is Detroit going to be way better or just semi-better next year, being year one with Yzerman?
I think it really depends on what he does in the draft. And I know that it's a cop-out answer for me. I think that they are going to be at least a little better. And I think if they have a very good draft and a good free agency period, they could be way better. I'm not sure what Detroit's salary cap situation is going forward. I'm wondering how much relief they got from the announcement this year that Henrik Zetterberg was going to have to retire unexpectedly, and what that means for years going forward, because that's going to give them some cap relief, and they're going to be able to use that money to help develop and grow the base of that team.
And actually, that's a good point by you there, because Giancarlo has told me off air here that Yzerman, Giancarlo has a friend in Windsor, some guy named Domi, something like that. But anyways, he said that he has heard that Yzerman is going to try to get Zetterberg back in a Detroit Red Wing uniform. Do you think that can happen?
Do I think that can happen? I would have to, that is all up to if Zetterberg is feeling that he is 100% healthy, and you know that the doctors are going to have to sign off on this. So if Zetterberg is up to returning after a year off, and the doctors say that he's going to be able to play without any further risk to his health, to his long-term health, yeah, I mean, I think that every single Red Wings fan would love to see Henrik Zetterberg back in a Detroit jersey.
I meant to say Pavel Datsyuk.
I'm sorry.
That's my fault, because Giancarlo has been texting me. He says he wants the final word, and he wants to say three words, go something or other. So go ahead, Giancarlo.
Go, Leafs, go.
Steve,
they're going to go find themselves in big trouble in Game 7.
All right. And that note, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
This has been Giancarlo's greatest show to date. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, you wanna follow Giancarlo at John_411, especially if you're a Lightning fan. You can blow him up after the Leafs lose Game 7 to the Boston Bruins, and once again we've got an All American Stanley Cup playoff. So that's another story. Thank you to Calgary and thank you to Winnipeg for playing. So you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Steve Carney, and check me out on 95.3 WDAE and AM 620 here in Tampa.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.